This is the Sakar Merli of the 3rd of June 2024. Essence, sweet children have a keen interest in remembering the Father who makes you into the masters of the world. It is only by having remembrance that you will become Satipatthana. Question. To which one aspect should you pay full attention so that your forehead, that is the intellect, opens up completely? Answer. Pay attention to this study. God is teaching you, and you must therefore never miss this study. You have to drink nectar for as long as you live. Pay attention to this study. Do not be absent. You must find a Merli and study it. Every day there are new points in each Merli through which your forehead opens up. Om Shanti. God Shiva speaks to the Saligrams. This only happens once in the whole cycle. Only you know this. No one else can know this. Human beings don't know this Creator, or the beginning, middle and end of creation at all. You children know that there will be obstacles in this establishment, and that this is called the sacrificial fire of knowledge. The Father explains, whatever you see in this old world, it is all to be sacrificed, and so you mustn't have any attachment to it. The Father comes and teaches you for the new world. This is the most auspicious confluence age. This is a confluence of the vicious and the viceless, when change has to take place. The new world is called the viceless world. There was just the original eternal deity religion. You children know that these points have to be understood. The Father tells you day and night, children, I tell you the deepest points of all. This study will continue for as long as the Father is here. Then the study will come to an end. No one apart from you knows these things. You too are number wise, and Bapdada knows this. So many fall, and there are so many difficulties. It isn't that everyone stays constantly pure. Because you don't stay pure, there has to be punishment. Only the beads of the rosary pass with honours. Then subjects too are created. These matters have to be understood very well. When you explain to others, they are not able to understand. It takes them time. You are not able to explain as much as the Father. Only the Father knows about the reports, etc., that come. So-and-so has fallen into vice. This happened. No names can be mentioned. If Baba were to mention any names, no one would like to speak to that person. Everyone would then look at that person with a vision of dislike, and he would lose his place in everyone's heart. All the income he had earned would be lost. Only the one who has fallen knows, and the Father knows. These are very incognito matters. You say that you met so-and-so, and that you explained to him very well, and that he can help in service. However, that is possible when he comes in front of you. For instance, although you explained very well to the governor, he would not be able to explain to anyone. If he were to explain to anyone, no one would believe him. Only those who are to understand will understand. He would not be able to explain to others. You children explain that this is a jungle of thorns and that we are making it into an auspicious place. They speak of benevolent God Vishnu. All of those verses belong to the path of devotion. It is auspicious when it's the kingdom of Vishnu. They show the incarnation of Vishnu. Baba has seen everything. He is experienced. He knows all of those religions very well. The one whose body the Father enters has to have a personality. This is why, he says, I enter him at the end of his many births, when he has experienced everything very well here. It is then that I enter him. He too is an ordinary human being. Personality doesn't mean that he should be a king or a member of a royal family, no. This one has a lot of experience. I enter this one's chariot at the end of his many births. You have to explain that a kingdom is being established and that a rosary is being created. How this kingdom is being established, how some become kings or queens, and how others become something else, are all matters that no one can understand in a day. Only the unlimited Father gives you the unlimited inheritance. God comes and explains to you, but nevertheless, hardly any become pure. It takes time to understand this. Souls experience so much punishment. Even after experiencing punishment, some become subjects. The Father explains, children, you have to become very sweet. You mustn't cause anyone sorrow. The Father comes to show you all the path to happiness and to liberate everyone from sorrow. Therefore, how could he cause anyone sorrow? Only you children know all of these things. People outside are hardly able to understand anything. You have to break your attachment away from all your relatives. You have to stay at home, but only for the sake of it. It is in your intellects that this whole world is to be destroyed. However, no one has this thought. Special beloved children understand this, and they too continue to make effort to study. Many still fail. There is a lot of spinning of Maya. She too is very strong. However, you cannot explain these things to anyone else. People come to you and want to understand what happens here and why there are so many reports. Those people, the government ministers, keep getting transferred, and so you have to sit and explain to each one. Then they say that this is a very good organization. The things to do with establishing the kingdom are very deep and entertaining. You children have found the unlimited Father, and so you should have so much happiness. We are becoming the masters of the world, deities, and so we surely have to have divine virtues in us. Your aim and objective is in front of you. They are the masters of the new world. Only you understand this. We are studying, and the unlimited Father, who is knowledgeful, is teaching us in order to take us to the land of immortality, that is, to heaven. We are receiving this knowledge. Only those who claimed the kingdom in the previous cycle will come. You are establishing your kingdom exactly as you did in the previous cycle. This rosary is being created number-wise. In a school, too, those who study well receive a scholarship. Those are limited matters, whereas you are being told about unlimited matters. You become the Father's helpers, and you are therefore the ones who claim a high status. In fact, you have to help yourselves. You have to become pure. You were Satyabhrutan, and you definitely have to become that again. You have to remember the Father. You can remember the Father while standing, sitting, and moving around. You have to remember with great interest the Father who is making you into the masters of the world. However, Maya does not leave you alone. There are many types of report written. Baba, I have many sinful thoughts of Maya. The Father says this is a battlefield. You have to conquer the five vices. You understand that you become Satyabhrutan by remembering the Father. The Father comes and explains to you. None of those on the path of devotion know this. This is a study. The Father asks, how will you become pure? You were pure and you have to become that again. Deities are pure. You children know that you are students and are studying. In the future, you will go to the Sun Dynasty Kingdom. You have to make very good effort for that. Everything depends on your marks. By failing on the battlefield, you go into the Moon Dynasty. Hearing the name battlefield, those people have then shown a bow and arrow, etc. Did they physically fight there, that they used bows and arrows? There wasn't anything like that. Previously, they used to fight with bows and arrows. There are still signs of that now. Some people are very skillful at shooting arrows. There is no question of a war, etc., in this knowledge. You know that Shiv Baba alone is the ocean of knowledge, the one from whom you receive that status. The Father now says, you have to break all your attachment away from all your relations of bodies, including your own body. All of this is old. The new world was the Golden Aged Bharat. Its name was so famous. Who taught the ancient yoga and when? No one can know this until he himself comes and explains. This is something new. Whatever happened every cycle, it will repeat. There cannot be any difference in that. The Father says, now by becoming pure in this final birth, you won't have to become impure for 21 births. The Father explains so well, but in spite of that, not everyone studies with the same attention. There is the difference of day and night. Some come to study, study a little and then disappear. Those who understand very well also share their experience of how they came and how they then made a promise to stay pure. The Father says, if after making a promise of purity, you become impure, even once, the income you had earned is lost. Your conscience will then continue to bite you. You won't be able to tell anyone, remember the Father. The main thing they ask about is vice. You children have to study this study regularly. The father says, I tell you new things. You are students and God is teaching you. You are students of God. You mustn't miss even one day of such an elevated study. If you miss hearing the Merle for even one day, you receive an absent mark. Even very good Maharatis miss Merles. They think they know everything. And what does it matter if they don't hear a Merle? You will get an absent mark and you will then fail. The father himself says, every day I tell you such good points that they will be very useful if you explain them at the right time. If you haven't heard them, how could you use them? You have to drink this nectar for as long as you live. You have to imbibe these teachings. You must never be absent. You can take a Merle from anyone and study it. You must not have your own arrogance. Oh, God the Father is teaching you, and so you mustn't miss that for even a day. Such points emerge every day that the forehead, the intellect of you, or anyone opens up. You need time to understand what a soul is, what the Supreme Soul is, and how the path continues. At the end, you will just remember. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. However, at the moment, you have to explain this. The stage of the end is that you will go home while in remembrance of the Father. Only by having remembrance will you become pure. You can understand for yourself how pure you have become. Those who are impure would definitely receive less power. Only the main eight jewels pass with honour. They don't experience any punishment at all. These are very subtle matters. This study is so elevated. You would not have thought or dreamt that you could become deities. You become multi-million times fortunate by remembering the Father. In front of this, those businesses, etc., are of no use at all. Nothing is going to be useful. Nevertheless, you have to do everything. You must never think that you are giving to Shiv Baba. Oh, you are becoming multi-millionaires. If you have the thought you are giving, the strength of that is reduced. People donate and perform charity in the name of God in order to receive something. That is not giving. God is the bestower. He gives you so much in your next birth. This is also fixed in the drama. On the path of devotion, they receive temporary happiness, whereas you receive the inheritance of unlimited happiness from the unlimited Father. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. You have to drink this nectar and imbibe these teachings for as long as you live. God is teaching you. Therefore, you mustn't miss a Merle for even a day. 2. In order to accumulate an income of multi-millions, while doing everything and living at home for the sake of it, and doing all your work, you have to stay in remembrance of the Father. Blessing. May you become worthy of being praised and worshipped by enabling everyone to receive a right with your spiritual personality of happiness. Those who claim a certificate of contentment from everyone remain constantly happy. Because of your spiritual personality of happiness, you become well known. That is, you become worthy of being praised and worshipped. Because you souls have pure and positive thoughts for others and remain happy, they receive happiness, support, wings of courage and zeal and enthusiasm. These attainments enable some to receive a right and others become devotees. Slogan: the easy way to claim a blessing from the Father is to have love in your heart. Om Shanti.